You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jessica, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
So our favorite question on Mondays is, what was the highlight of your weekend? What would you say was the best part of your weekend?
I got an 80-minute massage with a mimosa.
Oh,
wow.
Dang.
You probably win.
Treat yourself. Was it a gift or did you just spoil yourself?
It was actually a gift, a re-gift, but yeah.
Wait. A re-gift?
How does that work?
Yeah. Well, she didn't want to use it, so she gave it to me, so I used the gift card.
Who says, no thank you, I don't want a massage?
I think she's just being a good friend.
That is a good friend.
Yeah.
Now you owe her.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Was it just a traditional massage, or was it... It wasn't one of those hot stone massages, was it?
No, it was a deep tissue.
Just a good old deep tissue rub down.
Ouch.
Too deep. Too deep.
Because I'm a proponent of getting a massage. I used to get one every month. But I was on record for saying, don't ever get fooled into doing the hot stone massage. Do you want to know why, Jessica?
Yes, I do.
Because it feels great, but it takes so much time with them getting the stones, warming them, putting them in various places on your body, then taking them off. All of that eats into your actual rubbing time. And I'm like, the stones feel good.
You think they could have them pre-warmed?
Well, they
do. Or do they sit there and rub them together?
There's the positioning, and then they have to go over to the table and get them, and then they come back. I'm like, I just want the rub.
Yeah.
I don't need...
You don't need rocks on your body.
Stuff. Yeah, get
you don't need rocks in your butt crack.
I'd agree with that.
Well, good for you. Ready to play a little rattle off with your boys?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's see. This one. Oh, some of these are challenging. Some of them are easy. This one's probably too easy.
No, that's okay. You can give it to me. I'm not that smart.
Don't say that, Jessica.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't ever say
that. Easy one.
I'm not that smart.
No, that's, what's your job? What do you do for a living?
I'm a psychologist.
Well...
So if you were to sit down and analyze yourself, and you had somebody sitting in the chair in your office who said, Jessica, I'm not very smart, what would your professional opinion be?
To not say that and to not have negative cognitive distortion.
There you
go.
Lift yourself up.
I want you to have a long talk with yourself today, okay?
I want you to give her the hardest one we have now on the list.
Hey!
See if you can get it.
Okay, I guess so.
Hey, how many schooling years did you have to become a psychologist? Because my stepdaughter kind of wants to do that.
It was about 19.
Good night. Good God.
No, I'm not counting high school. But after high school, it was another 7 years of schooling?
Correct.
Well.
Because you got a master's in it or something?
Yes.
Worth it?
It was a 3-year program. Definitely worth it.
Worth it. All right, good.
Yeah.
Got a good job,
man. Are you
making
big bucks today with that job?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, good.
Oh, yeah. Jessica is loaded.
What do you charge per hour?
It depends. So I take insurances and private pay. If it's private pay, it's $102.50.
$102.50 an hour.
Yes.
Very specific answer.
Why don't you just round it up to $103?
I'm still under supervision, so that's my supervisor's doing.
So it's kind of like an internship almost kind of thing, or like an apprenticeship. Is that it?
It's after the internship, so I'm still getting my full licensure. So you need 2,000 hours of direct client contact.
All right. So you get that full license, you get your 2,000 hours. Then what can you charge per hour?
Whatever he charges, because I'd still be under him.
When are you going to get out from under this?
Branch off, do your own thing.
Yeah, when you do your own thing, what will you charge
per hour? Tell this guy to buzz off.
Because I know you've thought about it.
Well, no. I think opening up my own practice would be immensely harder. So I get a good chunk of that percentage, and it keeps going up. So that's all I can ask for.
But no, still, I mean, $100 an hour is pretty darn good.
That is not all you can ask for.
No, you can have your own practice and
develop your own self-worth.
Have people
I
under
swear,
you.
Jessica, I need you in the chair and I need to have a talk with you about your self-worth. You're not smart enough and you're not good enough to go out and do your own thing.
Oh, no, I didn't say I wasn't good enough. I just don't want to. That's a lot of extra work.
She just doesn't want to right now.
All right, that's fair. That's fair. All right. How old are you?
27.
Okay. Well, you got a good life ahead.
You got years.
So good for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, let's play Rattle Off here. This is too easy. But five things that you might get when you order a hamburger. In other words, we're looking for the sides. Five different sides that might come with a hamburger.
Okay.
You got this.
Ready and go.
Fries, tater tots, mashed potatoes, baked potato, onion ring, broccoli.
Yeah.
Duh,
who orders that?
Yeah. Go get me a cheeseburger with a side of broccoli.
I'll take the side of broccoli with that. You know, watching my weight.
You know, I will say that I'm glad you threw in onion rings. Onion rings taste great, but they're too difficult to eat. Because take one bite and it pulls the whole thing of onion out and everything.
Oh, my goodness. You need sharper teeth. You've got dull teeth.
I don't have dull teeth. People know what I'm talking about. Sure, Jessica knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I do. It happens.
You did get five, you know. You're a
winner!
Good job.
Yeah, thank you.
See, welcome. You are smart enough.
Well, you gave me the easy one. That was the point. All right.
It was a little easy.
I feel like I got played by Jessica a little bit. I think she used psychology.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Me.
Yeah.
Reverse psychology. Guys.
Came in hot with the mashed potatoes. Which really, that sounds like a burger with a side of mashed potatoes.
Heaven.
All day long.
Total heaven. In fact, what you do is you lift the bun up and you scoop some of that mashed potato onto the
little
burger.
Little dollop. Bloop.
That sounds amazing right now, even though it's only 9 in the morning.
Spud Burger. We'll call it the Spud Burger. Jessica, if you will please stand by, Josh will tell you about your prize. Have a delightful day, okay?
Awesome. Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
I love our listeners. I can't help it. I love our listeners.